A Victoria man who punched another man 9 times when opposing camps on COVID-19 vaccines met at the BC legislature last year has been placed on probation and ordered to take counseling for anger management. Jeffrey Ian Harris, a 43-year-old anti-vaccine mandate protester, was convicted of assault causing bodily harm to Peter Lane during the protest on October 16, 2021. Provincial Court Judge Adrian Brooks described the assault as an event of significant violence. I see there is an anger issue and counseling would be of assistance to Mr. Harris and to the community, said Brooks, who placed Harris on 12 months of probation with conditions to complete counseling and 50 hours of community service. Harris needs to deal with his anger or he will find himself back before the courts, said Brooks. And this is not a place he wants to come back to. Articling student Amanda Vick said surveillance video showed Harris approaching Lane, who was facing away from him at first contact. Harris, who had his hand around Lane's neck, punched him 6 times at close range, said Vick. Lane walked away, and when his back was turned, Harris punched him 3 more times. Lane suffered a concussion and required stitches to his face. There was no hint of self-defense in this assault, said Vick. The court found that Harris was the main aggressor in the attack, punching Lane 9 times, Vick said. She said the altercation, which occurred in a public space in a busy downtown area in close proximity to cars, created a very unsafe space for the public. Some protesters were pushed to the ground. Defense lawyer Jeremy Mills said Harris does volunteer work, is a DJ for community events and organizes a softball league for old-timers. He is willing to go to counseling, said Mills. Before the altercation, protesters from the different camps were yelling at each other and Lane either poked or pushed Harris. Brooks said he had to take that into account because it meant the assault was not planned but spontaneous. Of course, Mr. Harris continued it far after any suggestion of self-defense could be made, particularly when 3 of the punches took place while Mr. Lane was walking away and his back was turned. But it was all one incident that was a matter of seconds, said Brooks. Harris' criminal record includes only a conditional discharge, said the judge, who also took into account Harris' volunteer and community activities. It strikes me that a jail sentence is simply not the next step, even though the offense itself is serious. Brooks warned Harris of consequences if he does not follow the probationary terms completely and entirely. L. Dixon at TimesColumnist.com. To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor, letters@TimesColumnist.com.